What's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in these markets this morning?
You know, we're going to have to go back to Thursday's USDA crop prospective acreage report and look at the spring wheat side and, of course, with the corn side. Those are the markets that are going to need to buy some acres as we go into the spring. I don't know where they're going to be able to get them from because, you know, a lot of the specialty crops picked up acres. You know, soybeans and durum will be the best spots that they're going to be able to try to get some acreage from. So I think we're going to have an acres battle. That those two markets are going to try to gain some ground, buy some acres away, and that's going to help support those. And corn is already, you know, the new crop corn continues to set new contract highs. It looks like Minneapolis wheat's going to have to do the same.
Weather's going to play a big role here as far as what we get planted, I think.
Good point. You know, here we looked like we were going to see an average spring, and now all of a sudden an average spring's turned into a little bit later one because of, you know, especially here in the eastern part of North Dakota, western parts of Minnesota, where we were picking up a little bit more snow than what we anticipated. So it looks like, you know, the continued moisture events are going to slow down the planting progress here in the northern plains.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, you'll have to go towards beans. As right now, you know, when you look at the numbers, the bigger acres, stocks look like they could increase close to 500 million if USDA doesn't make some adjustments on the demand side. Any recovery in that market or any bounce is definitely going to be met with selling pressure at this point. So I'd have to say the soybeans are the ones that we'll put down in the not hot category. Corn is going to try to steal bean acres away, and right now it's successfully doing that if you look at the difference in the ratio. For as far as spring wheat, it's going to try to get some acres away from durum, and it'll also try to get some soybean acres. But what was interesting, when you look at it as far as the northern plays, North Dakota lost both wheat, corn, and soybean acres. Most of them went to specialty crops. That's going to make it tough for wheat to buy acres up here in the northern plains.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.